From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
The news first, the headlines. Vice President Maruf Amin stated audit institutions play essential role in critical situations. Indonesia's urged G20 countries to support coral reef restoration. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Vice President Maruf Amin emphasized the importance of supreme audit institutions in managing state budgets, especially in critical situations and national crisis. As quoted by Antara Nusa Dua Bali on Monday, he conveyed the Supreme Audit Institution 20, SAI20, has an essential role as the guide for the government to maintain discipline in national budget management while facing huge pressures and critical situations. The Vice President's remarks were made during the Supreme Audit Institution 20 Summit organized under Indonesia's G20 presidency. The SAI 20 Summit is an engagement group initiated by the Audit Board of Indonesia, BPK, and attended by representatives from the Supreme Audit Institution of 12 G20 member states. The Indonesian government invites G20 member countries to jointly conduct coral reef restoration in Indonesia, as real action was deemed necessary to avoid additional damage and improve coral health conditions in Indonesia. One of the concrete actions is to conduct conservations and restoration through the Indonesia Coral Reef Garden ICRG program. This was pointed out by Deputy for Maritime Resources Coordination of the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Jody Mahardi, in a workshop Road to Ocean 20 titled No Coral Reef Behind in Bali, as quoted from an official statement on Monday. The G20 is a multilateral cooperation forum comprising 19 major countries and the European Union that represent more than 60% of the world's population, 75% of global trade, and 80% of the world's gross domestic products GDP. As many as 12 countries are taking part in the first ever Supreme Audit Institution G20 SAI20 Summit 2022 in Bali, from August 29 to 30, 2022. This was pointed out by Chief of the Indonesian State Audit Board, PPK, Ismayatun, at the opening of the SAI20 Summit in Nusa Dua Bali on Monday, as quoted by Antara. She also informed this year the summit was held with the agenda of adopting the rules of procedures and endorsing the SAI20 communique. SAI20 is an engagement group focusing on good and accountable governance through the role of supreme audit institutions under the G20 framework. This engagement group is expected to strengthen and empower their audit engagement through policy dialogue and identification of best practices. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, ESDM, has continued to intensify community-based new and renewable energy EBT development programs to support the local economy. As reported by Antara, Director General of New Renewable Energy and Energy Conservation at the Ministry, Dadan Kustiana said that optimizing innovation in the clean energy utilization ecosystem must be carried out not only to pursue the energy transition, but also to improve people's welfare in an inclusive manner. Dadan Kustiana at the National Seminar on Patriot Energy 2022, which was followed online on Monday, explained that the ministry encouraged the entry of electricity and economic activity. There used to be an energy independent village program. Now, in several locations, the ministry is also encouraging such program. Let's move on to the international news, where the Joe Biden administration plans to ask the United States Congress to approve an estimated $1.1 billion U.S. dollars arms sales to Taiwan, including 60 anti-ship missiles and 100 air-to-air missiles. Politico reported on Monday, citing sources amid heightened tensions with China. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, China carried out its largest war games around the democratically governed island after a visit this month by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Beijing has not ruled out using force to bring the island under its control. China on Monday dismissed complaints from Taiwan about repeated harassment by Chinese drones very close to Taiwanese-controlled island as not anything to make a fuss about, prompting Taipei to label Beijing as thieves. Early estimates put the damage from Pakistan's recent deadly floods at more than $10 billion, its planning minister said on Monday, adding the world has an obligation to help the South Asian nation cope with the effect of manned climate change. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, unprecedented flash floods caused by historic monsoon rains have washed away roads, crops, infrastructures and bridges, killing at least 1,000 people in recent weeks and affecting more than 33 million, over 15% of the country's 220 million population. The climate change minister has called the situation a climate-induced humanitarian disaster of epic proportions. Climate Change Minister Sherry Raymond explained it's all one big ocean. There are no dry land to pump the water out. The UK Chancellor Nadeem Zahawi is traveling to the United States later for talks on how to tackle the spiraling costs of living. During what could be his final week in the job, Zahawi will meet US bankers and officials to seek international solutions to soaring costs. As reported by BBC.com, Labour has criticized the trip, saying he should be focused on the UK. The incoming Prime Minister is expected to outline further support when they are elected on September 5th. The government has been accused of not doing enough to help people cope with the crisis amid warnings that people are facing a dire winter with rocketing energy bills. Many people are having to make tough choices, such as skipping meals, while others are dreading the colder months. Listener, let's continue with our commentary for today on social assistance to increase purchasing power.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Social Assistance to Increase Purchasing Power. The Indonesian government announced that it would distribute a number of social assistance to the community. The social assistance aims to increase purchasing power due to the tendency of various price increases amid the threat of a global crisis. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said that the government would provide additional social support as a form of diversion of fuel subsidies amounting to 24.17 trillion rupiah. This was conveyed by her after attending a limited meeting chaired by President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, 29 August. More than half of the assistance will be addressed to 20.65 million poor beneficiary families. Each family will receive 600,000 rupiah. In addition, President Joko Widodo also instructed to provide assistance to 16 million workers who have a minimum salary of 3.5 million rupiah per month with assistance of 600,000 rupiah. Will this social assistance increase people's purchasing power? Quoting Tempo.co, 5 August, head of Central Statistics Agency Margo Yuwono said that the policy of subsidies and social assistance, as well as curbing interest rates, was quite effective in controlling domestic inflation, maintaining people's purchasing power, and ensuring conducive business conditions. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo, in his Twitter account at Jokowi on Monday 29 August, expressed his hope that this social assistance can ease the burden on people who are faced with pressure from various price increases. Of course, everyone also hopes to face pressure from various price increases, particularly when the price of subsidized fuel oil rises. All community groups will be affected. The social assistance may not necessarily be provided permanently. This should also be realized by the beneficiary. Thus, they should not be too dependent on the assistance forever. Directions not to use aid for consumptive activities must also be carried out. The beneficiary community needs to be directed to use the assistance for productive purposes. Thereby, it can be better prepared in the event of an increase in prices due to an increase in fuels. Hopefully, all the policies and efforts taken by the government of Indonesia can immediately make Indonesia recover faster, rise up stronger. Well, listener, that was the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
History starts with the event on August 30, 1914, Russia's defeat at the Battle of Tannenberg. German troops succeeded in defeating Russian troops in the Battle of Tannenberg near Allenstein, East Prussia, or now Olsztyn, Poland, on August 30, 1914. In one of the battles in World War I, Russia suffered from heavy losses by losing about 170,000 troops, while Germany only lost about 10,000 to 15,000 soldiers. Next event was in 1999, when Timor-Leste separated from Indonesia. In 1999, the people of East Timor participated in a referendum organized by the United Nations or UN through its mission UNAMED to determine independence. As a result, the people of East Timor chose to separate from Indonesia and become a sovereign state. Today in history with the event of August 30, 2011, when the World Day Against Enforced Disappearance was designated. Every August 30, the international community commemorates the International Day of Anti-Enforced Disappearances. Since August 30, 2011, it has been designated as the International Day Against Enforced Disappearances by the United Nations or UN. This warning was created as a reminder to the world community that there have been crimes of enforced disappearances in many countries. In addition, this commemoration aims to attract the attention of world community to continue to question the fate of those who were forcibly disappeared. And listener, that's today in history.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door and masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
tengah terik matahari, aku menyanyikan kisah tentang kita.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Consulate General in Guangzhou, in collaboration with the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, conducted a series of visit and investment promotion activities in Lichu City late August 2022. The delegation consisted of Indonesian Ambassador to China in Beijing, Jauhari Oratmangun, and the Consul General in Guangzhou, Ben Perkasa Drajat. There were also the Economic and Investment Team from the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing and the Economic and Immigration Team from the Indonesian Consulate General in Guangzhou. The delegation was led by Ambassador Jauhari Oratmangun. Escorted on the kemlu.go.id page, Consul General Ben Perkasa Drajat revealed that the delegation had met relevant parties both from the government and potential investors directly. He also said that Lichu, as an industrial city but still able to maintain the greening of the environment, is one of the things that can be learned and implemented in Indonesia. On the visit, the Indonesian delegation also met Mayor of Lichu, Chang Chuang, Director General of the Foreign Affairs Office of the Huangqi Chuang Special Autonomous Regions, the Chairman of the China Council for the Promotion of the International Trade, CCPIT Lichu, and companies that have invested in Indonesia as well as prospective investors. The meeting was aimed at discussing further investment plans owned by several companies, as well as promoting various investment opportunities in special economic zones across Indonesian regions. The delegation also used the opportunity to learn about Liuju's success as an industrial city that managed to be at the forefront of environmental and cultural preservation. Meanwhile, Ambassador Jauhari Oratmangun, when meeting Mayor Zhang Chuang, stated that there is a balance among economic growth, environment, and culture in Liuju, where the manufacturing industry is global but the environment remains green. Liuju is the number one industrial city in Guangxi. The city excels in manufacturing, high technology, import-export, and creative industry. Interestingly, of the 4 million inhabitants in Liuju, 35% have used electric vehicle.
Terbayang akan jadi seperti ini pada akhirnya. Semua waktu yang pernah kita lewati bersamanya tak hilang dan sirna. Hitam putih berlalu, janji kita menunggu, tapi kita tak mampu. 1001 cara kita lewati untuk dapatkan semua jawaban ini. Bila memang harus berpisah, aku akan tetap setia. Bila memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada di dalam jiwa. Tak bisa
listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hai VOA Hi listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today we introduce you to a traditional dish from Grobogan, Central Java. The main ingredients are vegetables which are combined with peanut sauce. Then it is given topping with boiled Chinese petai seeds and fried uyah. It is called Sega Pager, the typical dish of Godong, Grobogan, Central Java, which is served in the morning, consists of sega, meaning rice, while pager means fence. Sega pager means fence rice. The vegetables used in sega pager are leaves from plants which are commonly used by residents for living fences or plants that grow in their yards. This is where the name sega pager comes from. Vegetables commonly used for sega pager are yang melanding, kenikir, bluntas, cassava pohung, lavender, and papaya leaves. Plus keplek, or yang melanding fruit skin, which makes sega pager unique and delicious. Then add the Chinese petai seeds and fried uyah. Fried uyah is a salty savory version of serundeng, made from grated coconut, seasoned, then roasted. This culinary presentation is so unique. Sega pager is served using a pincuk made of banana leaves and a spoon in the form of suru, which is also made of banana leaves. Sega pager can be eaten with rempeyek crackers or with various fried foods such as bakwan vegetable fritters, mendoan, and tahu susur. As a typical food of Godong district, sega pager was originally only found in three villages that were close to each other, namely Ketitang, Bugel, and Godong village. Now this dish can be found in various corners of the city of Grobogan. Sega pager is breakfast menu, so sega pager usually go on sale at 6 a.m. in the morning until noon or the souvenirs run out. About the price, no need to worry. A portion of this food is relatively cheap, around 3,000 to 5,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You always going to be the one for me. there's no one seems to care. It's too much for the average man to stay. But you saved the day. Yes, you saved the day.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is keluarga, which means family. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation related to today's topic entitled Ini Kunjungan Kedua Saya ke Indonesia. Ini Kunjungan Kedua Saya ke Indonesia, which means this is my second visit to Indonesia. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Ketut. Dev and Ketut are in the bus. Dev answers Ketut's question about order of his visits to Indonesia. Let's listen to their conversation.
Ini kunjungan kedua saya ke Indonesia.
Oh ya? Kapan pertama kali Anda ke Indonesia?
After we listen to the conversation, I will give some vocabulary related to today's material. Ini kunjungan kedua saya ke Indonesia. Ini kunjungan kedua saya ke Indonesia, which means this is my second visit to Indonesia. I will say the word slowly and you can repeat after me. Ini, ini, which means this. Kunjungan kedua saya. Kunjungan kedua saya, which means my second visit. Ke Indonesia. Ke Indonesia, which means to Indonesia. Ini kunjungan kedua saya ke Indonesia. Ini kunjungan kedua saya ke Indonesia, which means this is my second visit to Indonesia. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, Ini kunjungan kedua saya ke Indonesia. Ini kunjungan kedua saya ke Indonesia, which means this is my second visit to Indonesia. In the expression of kunjungan kedua, which means the second visit, there is the word kedua, kedua, which means the second. It is a numeral. Ulang, it is a numeral that expresses order or level. In that phrase, the expression kunjungan kedua, which is the second visit, means that Dev's trip to Indonesia this time is the second visit. Other examples. Numeric words that express order or level can also be used to express other meanings, such as the order of children in a family or the level of floors in a building. Let's listen to some examples to convey order and level. Keempat, which means the fourth. Saya anak keempat, which means I'm the fourth child. Ketiga, which means the third. Michael meraih juara ketiga lomba berbahasa Indonesia. Michael meraih juara ketiga lomba berbahasa Indonesia, which means Michael won the third place in the Indonesian language competition. To mention the first order or level in addition to using the word ke satu, which means the first, you can choose another word with the same meaning, namely pertama, which also means the first. For example, saya anak pertama dari dua bersaudara. Saya anak pertama dari dua bersaudara, which means I am the eldest of two siblings. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Ini kunjungan kedua saya ke Indonesia.
Oh ya? Kapan pertama kali Anda ke Indonesia?
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Keluarga or Family and a conversation entitled Ini Kunjungan Kedua Saya ke Indonesia, which means this is my second visit to Indonesia. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Boy.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listeners, today's music corner I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Borita Kalengkang by Eka Windy Lestari. The song Borita Kalengkang is composed by Tanto Apai Jolu. This Malay song describes about kalengkang cloth. Kalengkang is an embroidered pattern fabric with a distinctive thread, namely kalengkang thread, which has a golden yellow color and a slightly flat shape. This cloth is a characteristic of the people of Pontianak in Kalimantan, which is usually used by the Pontianak Sultanate. In the lyrics of the song, this cloth is described as self-decoration, a heritage of Malay art and culture. Well, listener, here is the song Borita Kalengkang by Eka Windy Lestari. Happy listening!
Okay.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voinindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.